Democrats running for president met on the debate stage in Iowa this week, and one candidate who did not qualify for the event is still having a big influence on the race.
Mike Bloomberg for president. Jobs creator, leader, problem solver. It's going to take all three to build back a country.
Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is on track to spend up to $400 million on advertising before Super Tuesday in early March. Today, President Trump called Bloomberg's ad blitz a vanity project and said the ads were purposefully wrong. Either way, Bloomberg's spending has zoomed ahead of every other candidate in the race. Ken Goldstein studies political advertising at the University of San Francisco, and he joins me now. Ken, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So Bloomberg entered the race late in early November. He's already spent more than $215 million on advertising. Put that into context. Have we ever seen anything like it?
We have never seen either that level of advertising from one person in that short a time period and in the absence of advertising by people who he's running against. So Tom Steyer's also spent about $150 million. So you have these two billionaire Democratic candidates basically spending $4 out of every $5 that's been spent on the presidential race, dominating the race, but not spending it in the early states of New Hampshire and Iowa.
So what does that spending by the billionaires do for them that the other candidates can't do?
Well, it's interesting. There's all this nerdy theory, and I do a little nerdy theory as well, that says, you know, advertising is really not going to matter very much because of a couple reasons. You never have someone who's so dominant, and the effects tend to be fleeting, that you might get a little bit of a sugar high off the advertising, but then at some point you can't spend that much money for that long and have that big of an advantage for that long. Well, here we have a huge advantage, and it may just be the case that he's going to have that advantage for that long in Super Tuesday states.
Well, so the Wall Street Journal is reporting that his spending is actually changing the financial dynamics of the race. TV ad rates in a big city like Houston went up 45% when Bloomberg had a big million-dollar ad buy. In that sense, is he crowding out other candidates?
Yeah, that's interesting. And that speaks to something about his strategy that actually surprises me a little bit. He's in places like Houston. He's in New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Dallas, Chicago. Listen, he's everywhere. I'm a bit surprised that he's not spending more nationally. So there's reasons to buy locally if you want to get the local news. But I think if you're buying in so many markets and so many expensive markets, it actually would have been cheaper to buy nationally.
And speaking of that, he's going to buy a very expensive Super Bowl ad along with Donald Trump.
Right. So both Donald Trump and Michael Bloomberg are spending $10 million on a Super Bowl ad. I think Bloomberg, I hear, is actually going to be spending a little bit more. So Fox is charging $10 million for the Super Bowl ad, but then to get the right to buy the Super Bowl ad, you then have to commit to another $5 or $6 million in spending on Fox.
Oh, my. All right. Let's listen to part of another recent Bloomberg ad. We're not going to hear from the candidate, but we do hear from people in several battleground states.
We need the Democrats in Michigan, too.
Here in Arizona, too.
And here, too, in Colorado.
And in Pennsylvania.
Wisconsin.
And Texas, too.
Rebuilding America starts today.
And all of us need to be heard.
Can you talk about the messaging of these ads? Because it does sort of sound like a general election ad and not a primary ad.
It is a general election ad by definition in those places, because those are mostly states that are going to be battleground in a 2020 fall general election. But I also, and listen, maybe it's also saying, hey, you need to listen to Michigan and not only pay attention to Iowa and New Hampshire, the early states.
Which he is avoiding. He's not even on the ballot in those early states, so he's going to these Super Tuesday states and beyond. Bloomberg is averaging about 5 or 6% in national polls. It's a lot higher than some candidates who have been campaigning for a lot longer. But it's also no guarantee that he's going to win by any stretch of the imagination. From his perspective, is it worth all that money?
listen, it sounds like the obvious thing to say, but you know, that may just not be a meaningful amount of money to him when he's worth X billion dollars. He also probably thinks that his advertising will have some positive impact for the Democratic nominee, even if he doesn't get the nomination, which really is a long shot, because we're about to go into an environment now which is going to be consumed by impeachment, and what's not consumed by impeachment is going to be consumed by free media coverage, earned media coverage of Iowa and New Hampshire, and then the results of Iowa and New Hampshire. And it's really difficult to compete with what the coverage is going to be out and the bounce that whoever comes in first and second in Iowa and New Hampshire is going to get.
Tom Steyer's name came up. So let's hear a little bit from the other billionaire in the Democratic race. Here's some of his ad.
That's why I'm running for president, to end the corporate takeover of government and give more power to the American people. That's how we'll win health care, fair wages, and clean air and water as a right. I'm Tom Steyer, and I approve this message.
The non-billionaires in the race have made the argument that these guys are buying name recognition. I just wonder what your take is, whether or not this spending is good for democracy.
So they're clearly buying name recognition. And the candidates on the Democratic side certainly still have the ability to get their message out. What's interesting about this is there's lots of criticism of Iowa and New Hampshire coming early and such small, non-representative states having such a huge impact. But it would be possible for people to and listen, I'm not sure you can buy an election, but certainly hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising would have much more of an impact if there was a single Democratic primary day. Hundreds of millions of dollars in advertising would have much more impact if California or New York was the first primary. So the fact that Iowa and New Hampshire, where the candidates still have to go from living room to living room and talk to people, does blunt the effect of that money a little bit. And the free media coverage that whoever wins or comes in second in Iowa and New Hampshire is going to get will allow them to compete with a Michael Bloomberg. Look at our current president, how he won the nomination. He did not spend a lot on political advertising. He took every single opportunity to speak on radio, every single opportunity, of course, to speak on national cable TV. And it was that vaulted him into the Republican nomination.
That's Ken Goldstein, a professor of politics at the University of San Francisco. Thanks so much for your time. Very interesting.
Thanks for having me.